The Olympics are now just a week away, and Chinese authorities are busily getting the city of Beijing ready for its global close-up. The games haven't started, but we already have our icon of the 2008 games, the main stadium, the Bird's Nest, that amazing, gorgeous, irrational-looking tangle of steel ribbons. But believe it or not, the stadium isn't even the most daring new building going up in Beijing. I was just there, my first time reporting on the architectural boom for Vanity Fair. There's a national theater complex by an important French architect just off Tiananmen Square that looks like a beautiful giant flying saucer. And Lord Norman Foster's new airport terminal, which feels like a living IMAX movie about the golden age dream of air travel. I mean, cue the Brian Eno music.
The space through which people arrive, it's, you're never out of view of the outdoors and of sunlight, such as it is through the smog, but still.
There's also a huge mixed-use complex called MoMA by the American architectural star Stephen Hall. Totally green, cooled and heated by hundreds of geothermal wells, the 11 buildings in the complex are connected by enclosed glass bridges up at the 20th floor. One of those bridges, 300 feet off the ground, is going to be filled with water. Talk about virtuoso engineering.
See this here?
That's a swimming pool.
Really?
It's the first suspended swimming pool in the world. 25-meter standard pool, three lanes, and heavy like hell.
Li Hu is Steve Hall's Chinese partner who's overseeing the project in Beijing.
Well, this is considered a very slow project, by the way.
Really? For housing?
This is very slow.
Very slow. Yeah, the thing was commissioned, designed, and built in just over 3 years. Quicker than we can build a highway overpass where I come from. But when you scan the Beijing skyline for the first time, the thing that really grabs your attention is an arch in the middle of the city. A giant arch, five times as tall as the Arc de Triomphe, and filled with offices for 10,000 workers. But when you get closer, you see it's not really an arch. An eight-story base connects the towers, and a 12-story chunk zigzagging into thin air connects them at the top, too. And the two towers tilt at 6 degrees from the vertical. This is a building that's really one giant Mobius strip. It looks like some digital effect from one of the Star Wars cityscapes. It's the new headquarters for China's state television, CCTV. And it's the second largest office building on Earth after the Pentagon. Altogether, an amazing spectacle.
It's not about spectacle. I mean, I hate that word, and I hate that kind of expectation and obligation, of course.
Whoops, I offended one of the most talented architects in the world. Now, if you hired branding consultants to make up a genius architectural star, they'd probably come back with a tall, skinny Dutchman dressed all in black and call him Rem Koolhaas.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where does this building come in terms of satisfying your ambitions for it?
That's a bit American as a question.
Of course it is.
In a sense, and I find it a little bit difficult to rate 1 to 10.
Okay, so he's a bit prickly. I was wondering if Rem had any qualms about working for Chinese TV, which you might call one of the main propaganda machines for an authoritarian state.
Qualms is not necessarily the word. China in the future would be so important that we all have a stake in its development. That in itself is a reason to engage.
Rem's partner, Ola Sheeran, says that the Chinese powers that be didn't balk at the radical structure. It was their idea for the interior of the building that really gave them pause.
We proposed to carve out of this building a public path and let visitors into the building to actually see absolutely everything and maybe generate the most transparent or accessible TV station ever built in the world. And they said yes.
Does it seem surprising that China is being so bold in its architectural choices, letting the global avant-garde go nuts? Rem has a thought about this.
I would say that the average age of an American trustee in a culture institution is 70. The average age of a European decision maker is maybe 50, 55. The average age of decision makers here is 30 or 35. You're talking to people who are in the beginning of their life and therefore, you know, have the thrust and the sense of adventure.
Now, as urban design, most of Beijing is not extraordinary. Most of it's flat and smoggy, filled with mediocre new buildings and jammed with traffic. A friend of mine who works there calls it the People's Republic of Houston. But what 21st century Beijing reminds me of more is New York City a century ago. In the first three decades of the 20th century, New York City built Grand Central Station, the New York Public Library, the Flatiron Building, the Empire State Building, the Chrysler Building, and Rockefeller Center. In other words, all of the postcard New York City icons that still stand are from my grandparents' day. Back then, New York was America's swaggering announcement to the world, "Hey, get a load of us. This is the American century." But Beijing couldn't be more different than New York now. Consider the World Trade Center site. 7 years after 2001, we still have a 16-acre hole in the ground. And what's the last time America got a truly fantastic new world-class building? I can't recall either. It'll be up to our children's generation to decide if this was the beginning of the Chinese century. But on the ground in Beijing, it's hard to imagine otherwise.